03-3021. We welcome back Ms. Hannigan and Ms. Stevens.
May it please the court, I'm here today on behalf of petitioner Danny Mihaj. Petitioner seeks asylum from Albania based upon political opinion and his membership in a particular group, namely the Democratic Party of Albania. Petitioner was born in the city of Vlorë and was a member of the DP since 1993. In November 1998, Petitioner was working as an election judge for the DP in Vlorë. Petitioner noticed the Socialist Party members were threatening voters from voting for a party other than the Socialist Party, and Socialist Party voters were voting twice.
Sounds like the West Side, but go ahead.
I like your call.
When the poll report was sent to the Central Committee, Petitioner refused to sign the report, which said the election was conducted without infractions. Petitioner informed the secretary of the Democratic Party, and she filed suit against the Socialist Party, naming Petitioner as a material witness in the case. In December 1998, 1 month later after filing suit, Petitioner was attacked by masked men on his way home from meeting with the state prosecutor about the civil suit. The prosecutor had just told him that he should think twice about testifying when, after meeting the prosecutor, these two men took him to a warehouse, threatened him, and told him not to testify. And they also hit him and beat him. In February of 1999, a couple months later, Petitioner's parents were kidnapped. The kidnappers told him not to report the kidnapping. They told him to meet with the prosecutor on February 19th, which he did, and he recanted his previous affidavit in support of this lawsuit against the Socialist Party. Then on February 22nd, his parents were released. In March of 1999, Petitioner was summoned to testify to a socialist judge, and he explained that he recanted because of his parents' kidnapping. The judge did not believe him and had him arrested and jailed for 6 months for perjury. When released, Petitioner sued the socialist prosecutor for damages and criminal actions against him. The prosecutor countersued, and a summons was issued to Petitioner, and rather than go back to court and face possible jail time again, Petitioner fled to the USA. Petitioner fears being jailed again because of his membership in the Democratic Party, his political opinion, and asserting his civil rights in this lawsuit. Petitioner relies on this court's decision in Bache versus Ashcroft, where the petitioner in that case was also from Albania, and he refused to certify the vote in Albania. This court in that case found that the immigration judge disregarded clear evidence in the record that the attacks were politically motivated because petitioner in that case also refused to certify the vote. The other case that petitioner relies upon is Bastanipour versus INS, 980 F. 2nd, 1129, wherein a Muslim who had served his sentence for drugs in the U.S. was being deported to Iran. He had also converted to Christianity while in prison in the U.S. Drug offenders in a Muslim country are subject to a penalty of death, and they may also be subject to a penalty of death for converting to another religion. This court granted asylum because the immigration judge found it to be a case of both prosecution and not persecution, which is what the IJ found in this case. He said that that Danny Mihaj was actually being prosecuted for perjury and that he wasn't being persecuted. And the same thing happened when in Bastanipour, the IJ said, well, this is a case of prosecution because they're going to prosecute him for converting to Christianity, and they're going to prosecute him because he was a known drug offender. As in this case, it was both prosecution as a drug trafficker and persecution based on his religion in Bastanipour. He was prosecuted because he was a known drug trafficker, but he was also persecuted on behalf of his religion. In the instant case, petitioner is being prosecuted by a corrupt legal system as well as persecuted because of his political opinion in not certifying the voting report. The government relies on a report that states the voting infractions had no impact in that election. This fact does not discredit petitioner's claims. This is merely hindsight. At the time of the election, no one knew what impact the voting infractions would have on the election. Petitioner has been summoned to appear before a socialist-controlled court in Tirana, Albania. Petitioner requests that this court grant him asylum, as there is substantial evidence that petitioner will receive further jail time or attacks in the future. Thank you.
Good morning again. May I please the court, Elizabeth Stevens, for the respondent.
Now I'll ask you to raise that middle one. You know, actually, there's a little button on the bottom of that thing that raises and lowers the whole thing. Look.
I don't see. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
That's better there.
Okay. I'd like to correct a few of the factual misstatements made on this record. The first thing.
You made orally or made.
I'm sorry?
Written mistakes or the oral?
Mistakes in the presentation, both in the brief and during the oral presentation.
Oh, sorry.
In petitioner's brief and in her oral presentation, she said that Mr. Mihaj was attacked on his way home from the prosecutor's office. In fact, Mr. Mihaj was not attacked on his way home from the prosecutor's office. According to his own testimony, he was attacked 1 week later. He did not know the identity of these people, and when he reported it to the police, because he did not know the identity, the police could not follow up on it. Again, another misstatement, wasn't a real factual misstatement, it just left a lot out. The judge in the perjury investigation didn't believe Mr. Mihaj because the judge brought his parents in. And his parents told the judge.
You mean the judge brought his own parents in, or he brought in
the judge? Brought in Mr. Mihaj's parents.
There you go.
Sir. And when the parents were asked to testify, they said nothing had happened. And this is the reason that
they weren't kidnapped at all.
That they weren't kidnapped at all. They totally belied Mr. Mihaj's story to the judge. Therefore, the
terrible when the parents won't support the child's stories.
I have to hear it myself. Yes,
makes you fear the whole family relationships.
Well, the judge clearly didn't believe Mr. Mihaj's story after Mr. Mihaj's parents said that nothing happened, and that's why
they seem more reliable today. The parents.
You
don't know. You weren't there. Neither
that's
was
right.
Could it be that this is because of fear?
I'm sorry, I can't.
Could it be because it was a fear or not? I don't know. I'm asking you.
Again, that's speculation. The parents, Mr. Mihaj stated that he had already arranged with his parents not to tell that they were supposed to say that nothing happened. But this is a court where Mr. Mihaj was trying to get his story across, that something had happened. And therefore, the fact that his parents absolutely refused to support his story before a judge, that was clear evidence that the perjury, that was why he was convicted for perjury. Admittedly, he was initially in court because of his own actions based on his political activities. But I'd like to go back to the very beginning, because the immigration judge and the agency found that Mr. Mihaj was not eligible for asylum because he did not testify credible. Found the testimony to be incredible, and for that reason, the immigration judge denied asylum and withholding. The immigration judge found that although Mr. Mihaj had testified consistently with his affidavit, that his story was inherently implausible based on the situations in the country condition report supplied, based on the facts in the country condition report supplied by both Mr. Mihaj and in the State Department report. Mr. Mihaj said that he was there as an observer in an election that his own party was boycotting. He was there for an entire time, I believe it was 7 a.m. to almost 9 p.m., with no breaks for lunch, no bathroom breaks, no breaks whatsoever. The judge found that a little bit incredible. Mr. Mihaj stated that there were no independent observers in the whole south of Albania, something that is specifically contradicted both in the reports that Mr. Mihaj submitted and in the State Department reports regarding this election. Therefore, there were many other things that the immigration judge found implausible that are in that are at least listed in the brief, and I will rest on those. But the real essence here is that the immigration judge found his story to be incredible because it was not supported by the country condition report. And for this reason, the government submits that you should affirm the decision below and deny the petition for review. Is there any other question? Thank you.
Certainly not. Hannigan, anything more?
Your Honor, with regard to the country reports, they stated that the voting infractions at that particular election had no impact on the overall election, which I have said before. This doesn't discredit petitioner's story that, in fact, there were infractions at his polling place. He said there were no international observers at his polling place. So this does not in any way discredit the fact that he saw infractions. He refused to sign a report. The fact that the country report said that the voting infractions didn't affect the overall election really shouldn't matter to this particular case. He refused to sign a report. He was threatened because he was going against the Socialist Party. And as far as his parents, he had told his parents were told they would never see him again. He was told he would never see his parents again. And he was dealing with a Socialist Party prosecutor and a judge. And he told his parents not to say anything when they got on the stand. He testified to that fact. It just doesn't make any sense why petitioner logically would come into court, recant his affidavit, knowing he would subject himself to perjury and jail time. He did it because he feared for the safety of his family, of his parents. He did it because his parents had been kidnapped. And it only makes sense that either they were kidnapped or he was threatened gravely in some way that he would go to court and recant his affidavit and risk going to jail for perjury. And in this case, we have a socialist-controlled judiciary and prosecution, and he made the mistake of, when he was released from jail, he immediately filed suit against the prosecutor for damages and criminal actions against him, and then a summons was issued by the Supreme Court of Tirana to him, and that's when he fled to the United States. And he fears that if he goes back, there's a very good chance he's going to be put back in prison. Thank you, Your Honor.
Case will be taken under advisement.